Hi, I'm Emmy, and I'm in Brisbane, in sunny Queensland, in Australia. At the moment, it's great weather, and I guess we have a lot of beaches, so it's a great place to live and be. I have a lot of social activities that I do with university organisations, as well as, I guess, being able to go to freshwater creeks and have a swim and cool and relax and that kind of thing. The prettiest part of Queensland and Australia in general is the East Coast, which I'm lucky enough to be within here in Brisbane. So definitely have travelled to Sydney, Melbourne, and Adelaide even. So yeah, definitely a really great place to sort of explore along the coastline. I've been a MIC manager for 2 months now. I guess my first or my second day, I flew down to Adelaide to actually experience the launch of our sister centre in Adelaide, which was really fantastic to see. It was great to network and mix with a lot of the team down there. And so since then, the role has been all about, you know, learning the ropes of being a Microsoft employee, but then also, I guess, building a strategy for how I want the MIC to look and moving forward, how we collaborate with our partners and all of our target audiences that we're working with. The target audiences that we support include students and SMEs, as well as looking into joined up innovation, so supporting the connection of academics and industry, as well as the corporate side. So a really great mix of people that we get to work with and inspire. At the moment, we are about to launch our cohort, which is our founder training program. We're hoping to run that as a 12-week pre-accelerator, and we've already had some really great interest from startups that want to keep all of their details confidential so that they can, you know, really get ready for a launch. So a couple of them are looking at developing with games and a lot of the Microsoft technology that come out of the BizSpark program. I'd really love a year from now for the Innovation Centre to be recognised as a place to come, not just for Microsoft technology, but for people to be able to really thrive and develop whatever crazy ideas they have with the support of a manager and the local branch, as well as having access to the global network as well. So I guess a year from now, I'd love to be running programs at a much more scalable level. So things that would traditionally have 10 to 20 people in the room, I'd love to then expand up to 100 people and vying for it, for who wants to get in and being able to accept people based on, you know, the best of the best. On top of working in as president of the Social Entrepreneurship Organization, I also on the side do partnership in the community for an organization that's dealing with social enterprise. So bringing youths into the space of social enterprise, getting them to create business models that are really quite disruptive, very similar to startups, and being able to then scope out who's in the community and building those partnerships. A couple of things that you learn upon starting here in the role as a MIC manager is that there are a lot of acronyms in Microsoft. So there's a lot of tricks and tips that you can use, but I honestly recommend talking to anyone and asking the right questions. You could be walking past in the office and the happiest person, grab them and ask them what the company structure is like and where you fit within that, so you can actually use those contacts and networks to really accelerate how your program is looking. On top of that, I guess it's really great for us being interns, so we've got a sort of youthful energy and vibe in the office, and I've had a couple of people in the office be able to point that out. So really, really milk that opportunity and actually sit in with some of the meetings and actually advise them or support them with what they're doing and offer some creative advice as to how you would do things, depending on which sort of division you're looking at. But I definitely would say network as much as possible and have a lot of fun with it.